After years of helping low-income residents buy homes, a Southside affordable housing developer started worrying it might be contributing to the factors pushing longtime residents out of the neighborhood. So they're shifting their focus and working to become a landlord instead. It's an ambitious effort to control a large chunk of the local rental market to help put the brakes on rising rents. At the Reeb Center, dozens of Columbus residents file through a small gymnasium. They're submitting applications for a spot in a 60-unit development dedicated to seniors going up a block away on the corner of Parsons Avenue. Reverend John Edgar heads up Community Development for All People, a Southside affordable housing developer partnering with Cleveland-based NRP Group on the project called Parsons Village 2. He describes who they're looking for.
Folks who are over the age of 55 and whose income is less than 60% of the average income for people in central Ohio.
It's part of a broader move they're making in the neighborhood, emphasizing affordable rental housing rather than affordable home ownership. Edgar says helping a family buy a home is great in the short term. Vacant or blighted structures get improved and people get housing. But after a while, those improvements help nudge housing costs higher. And organizations like Edgar's have fewer options to provide affordable housing.
So we are committed to having a sustainable mixed-income neighborhood here on the South Side. And to do that, we've become convinced that we have to become landlords at scale.
By becoming landlords, they hope to maintain their influence over prices for a longer term. And they've got a benchmark in mind. Edgar believes that they can control 15 to 20% of rents either directly or through partnerships. They can help offset market forces.
The hope is that creates an impact on the other 80% as well.
The median rent in this census tract is about $750, and just north of here, it tops $900. But two-bedroom units in the new development are $650. Among the people applying for a spot, the need for more and more affordable housing is obvious.
That's important, really important to me.
Elaine Robinson is one of the applicants waiting to submit the last of her paperwork.
I need my own roof over my head. I'm living from piddle to post. Piddle to post.
What does that mean?
That means I'm living there and I'm living here. Okay. And I'm tired of that. I need my own.
But the Urban Institute's Corianne Scally has some doubts about how effective the organization's broader effort will be. She says the closest comparison to the idea comes from municipal rent control policies.
Folks living in those controlled units benefit, but folks in the surrounding community might experience kind of a rent increase, in effect, due to the restrictions that it puts on supply.
Scally says the increase in nearby housing costs is modest, and for their part, Community Development for All People is adding to supply. The senior development everyone at the Reeb Center is hoping to move into wouldn't be under construction without their input. And despite her doubts about neighborhood-wide impacts, Scally says the organization's shift toward rentals probably won't hurt. And she's curious to see if their plan teaches us something new. I asked her if the idea is to reduce neighborhood displacement. Is there an existing strategy that Edgar and others should be trying instead?
The short answer is no. If we had a good solution, I'm sure it would be deployed across the country by now, given the number of places that are struggling.
Construction on Parsons Village 2 is wrapping up soon. And if everything goes to plan, they hope for residents to move in this summer. Nick Evans, WOSU News.